Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Kevin Mullis is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. We check in with him every Monday morning at this time. And, Doc, I thought today we would quickly go over the confusion and just talk about what people need to do, what people need to know if they've had the Moderna, if they had the Pfizer vaccine or Johnson & Johnson. Let's start with Moderna. Where do those folks stand right now, according to the latest info?
Yeah, so, you know, you talk about vaccine boosters getting more confusing, and this weekend certainly didn't help that at all. So the advisory committee met last Thursday and Friday, and they certainly came out and said that a Moderna booster 6 months after the second dose is very appropriate and should be for those 65 and older, medical conditions, and employment, just like they did with Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, on the exact same day, the NIH study came out that showed called a mix and match study, which we've been talking about for quite some time, just waiting for the results. And it's very interesting what came out of the mix and match. So the mix and match said if you got Moderna, get Moderna again. That's going to be the best response. If you got Pfizer initially, your second booster should be Moderna, and that's the second best response. And then the third best response is if you got Moderna first, get Pfizer for your booster, that's going to be the third best. So the mix and match study was laid out in front of everybody the same time Moderna asked for their booster. Moderna's booster, however, is half strength. The mix and match did full strength. So you talk about, it's almost a Laurel and Hardy. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, come on, you guys. We've confused people enough, and let's try to confuse them more now.
I think it's more Abbott and Costello, who's on first.
Yeah, it could be. You're right. So certainly with Moderna, it looks like they're the leader in the clubhouse, and certainly appears that a Moderna followed by a Moderna will definitely be the best. Now it's going to be the individuals who got the other vaccines that we're going to be saying, okay, what do we do? Especially the most confusing one is probably going to be Johnson & Johnson.
So am I hearing this right? The Moderna booster is best for everybody?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you look at Johnson & Johnson, and, you know, Johnson & Johnson, they applied for the EUA for the booster as well. And when they looked at the data, a lot of people are coming out saying, you know what, Johnson & Johnson probably should have been a two-shot to begin with. But now when you look at their love, what happens with them, if you had Johnson & Johnson and you took a Moderna as your booster, you get a 76-fold increase in your antibodies. If you had Johnson & Johnson and you take Pfizer as your booster, you get a 35-fold increase. If you had Johnson & Johnson and you take Johnson & Johnson as your second, you get a 4-fold increase. So certainly looks like Moderna paired with any other one is going to be the one that's going to give everybody the biggest response.
And what data are we looking at for all of this to be available?
Well, you know, right now it's obviously one-on-one. In other words, they approve Pfizer for Pfizer. It looks like they'll approve Moderna for Moderna. That will go. Pfizer's obviously been approved. Moderna has gotten the blessing from the advisory committee. It'll go to the FDA and CDC this week, probably Thursday and Friday. And not surprising that the FDA would probably approve boosters for both Moderna and for Johnson & Johnson. But the mix and match is going to be the one that everyone's going to be looking at saying, all right, you guys, you told us to stay in our swim lanes. When can we switch swim lanes based on the data that's coming out here? And that's good data. I mean, it's come out of the UK where they were essentially short on vaccine and they just told people, get whichever vaccine you possibly can, and then they track them. And same in Israel that they've done a mix and match where they've gotten the same results that the NIH study got this week.
Steve's got a question for you, Doc.
For those people who've gotten the Pfizer booster already, what kind of protection have those folks got?
They're still okay. You know, it's the kind of the fourth best if you're going to look at just Moderna and Pfizer. But certainly the Pfizer followed by a Pfizer is still going to get you very good coverage, just not the maximum coverage you could get. Certainly people shouldn't hesitate right now waiting for this because this study may not even pan out to be recommended by the FDA. So certainly get your vaccine now. If you're up for the booster, certainly get your boosters.
Continuing with Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most, how are we doing around here as far as the numbers in the hospitals and the cases and the deaths, Dr. Most?
Yeah, you know, fingers crossed. Numbers are certainly coming down. Very encouraging numbers coming down. Deaths will start to really come down here shortly as, you know, people have to understand that the individuals who die from this illness are often hospitalized for a month or 2 months. So, but we certainly will see a decrease there. But our cases are definitely down, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that as we get into this colder weather, they stay down.
Yes, let's hope. Some questions from listeners. Email from Jim. A recent study said that the vaccines wane after 5 months. I'm wondering, I go out to stores, restaurants, and I'm among lots of people, have never contracted COVID-19, but I must have come in contact with the virus in small ways. Does this interaction help build natural antibodies that help me be protected, although the vaccine's protection wanes?
Well, it certainly can, but everyone has to understand, remember, we had a lot of individuals with asymptomatic cases. Individuals who have been vaccinated then get exposed to COVID are having mild to moderate symptoms. So this individual could have gotten out and said, gosh, you know, I got a little bit of a cold right now and actually could have been COVID. So certainly their immune response will kick up even more. As a matter of fact, we're saying that anybody who's had a breakthrough case of COVID after the vaccinations, you've already got your booster essentially from the illness. You should be at the end of the line for boosters. So as we start to see more and more about the immunity of this illness, certainly he makes a good point that everyone is looking at. And if you look at all the recommendations, 6 months after the second dose for Moderna, 6 months after the second dose for Johnson & Johnson, even though President Biden came out and said 5 to 8 months, certainly the science is making us look at a six-month booster timing.
This is an email from Diane. My husband and I are traveling, meeting with our son and daughter-in-law. Will it be safe to be together in our hotel rooms and cars unmasked? My husband and I were fully vaccinated with Pfizer, our son with Moderna, and our daughter-in-law had COVID earlier this year and got the J&J in March. What about that?
Yeah, so they're all four are fully vaccinated. And the matter of fact, the daughter or daughter-in-law had COVID and then got vaccinated, so she's actually probably even a little bit better protected. So they are protected that themselves are fine. You know, if they're going to pass the illness to each other, you know, again, they're fully vaccinated, so the chance of them being hospitalized or even get a moderate illness is very low in that protected group that they're in right there. That being said, if they're going to go into other environments that they're uncomfortable with or are unsure of, certainly wearing a mask would be a good idea.
We're hearing a lot about these long-hauler symptoms, as they're called, and I'm still a little confused about this. If you get a mild or asymptomatic case of COVID or the Delta variant, you're vaccinated, but you still get it, what are the chances that you would have some long COVID issues?
Well, it's really interesting. Most people think of long haulers as, boy, those are the individuals who probably got the worst illness and now are, you know, facing some of the repercussions. And that's true with some individuals with heart issues and lung issues. But really, when we look at the mild to moderate cases, those are the ones that are getting the more long haulers for the neurologic, for the taste and smell. So it appears that the individuals that had a mild to moderate illness could still have long haulers and, as a matter of fact, have a higher propensity for it than those who are really ill. As far as the rates, the numbers, the percentages are still very low, but the numbers are substantially high when you look at how many cases we've had of COVID. So, you know, you still have numbers here. I mean, we have a clinic at Northwestern for long haulers, and it covers everything from the neurologic to the cardiac to the pulmonary, and it's very difficult to get into that clinic just because of how busy they are. So certainly we are seeing a lot of individuals with those symptoms, and good for people like Northwestern and other universities that are starting to look at, okay, what medications could possibly help with this? What else are we going to look at? Tell me about your history to see if we can predict others who may get long haulers. So good that we're trying to get our arms around this illness that's been kind of confusing to us for going on 2 years now.
Yeah, but 2 years, as far as medical research is concerned, is nothing, right? It's not enough time to really make some final determinations on many things, correct?
Absolutely. It's a flash in the pan, you know. So now we're starting to look at, well, let's try these medications. Well, we won't even know if those medications work unless you get immediate response for quite some time. So you're absolutely right. Looking at some of these, you know, we're all looked at warp speed when we looked at the vaccine. We're actually looking at warp speed when we look at the antiviral medication that, you know, is coming out. So certainly science is moving at a much more rapid pace than it has historically. But certainly we aren't going to have all these miracle cures here right away.
Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern, you should go on TV after all of the experts from the various organizations just to explain what their explanation was. That would be very helpful. Thanks, Doc.
You got it, Bob. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you next week.